On this episode of Breaking Bread, I feel so honored to speak with renowned chef Valentino Casanelli. Born in Spilamberto, Modena, Chef Valentino drew his inspiration from his grandmother, who taught him the importance of local produce and watching and observing the seasons. At the age of 16, he started honing his craft at Floriana in London, later shifting between London and Modena, from Floriana to Mosaic and Locanda Locatelli and Nobu. Today, he's the executive chef at Lux Lucy's, a Michelin-starred restaurant in Forte dei Marmi. And I welcome Chef Valentino Casanelli on this episode of Breaking Bread. Chef, how are you today?
I'm very good, Vera. Thank you so much to invite me here. I'm so happy and so honored to be here with you and with all the family of Breaking Bread. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Pleasure is all ours as well. So you're originally from Modena. That's located in the Emilia-Romagna region, and it's best known for its balsamic vinegar, Parmigiano Reggiano and Prosciutto, Frizzante wines like Pinoletto and Lambrusco. Please do share with us what it was like growing up in Italy's culinary heart of Modena, one of Italy's best cities for food.
So, you know, Italy, there's food everywhere. It's in our culture, in our blood. So in all Italy is the same, the family, the culture of the food, of the producer, of the earth, of the to stay in the restaurant, many trattoria, bars, and everything. But in Modena and Emilia Romagna, especially, is a food valley. So everywhere there's something talking to you, food, of drinks, of something of sharing food and culture of the food. So and growing there is magical for these things, and I think for traveling as well, for the passionate of food, is something amazing, because it's not a common place where a common tourist place, but I think it's really nice for foodie people coming in Italy, and Emilia Romagna is one of the points to go, because everywhere there's something nice to see, and growing there is amazing. When I was really young, I'm be passionate about food for in a natural way, seeing my family and seeing my grandmother, as you told in the beginning. For me, it was simple to watch there in the Sunday morning to making food for all the family, and especially it's not just the food, but this is the cultural part more really important for me, because making happy people, no? When you have your family all around the table and you spend all the Sunday morning to prepare something special for them, something from the heart, no? The broth with tortellini or the roasted or something special you want to share with them, is a moment of happiness, of warmth, of sharing, and I think this is the best, is the important part she transmit to me, and the things fall me in love for the food and for my job, and it is the things I try to transmit to my brigade and all the guys working with me. Sharing is something really important. You can do fine dining, you can do a traditional way, but sharing is really important, and sharing food is the magical part of making people happy. And that is born in Modena and living in Modena give me that and remain in my roots every day.
You are very lucky. And as could be expected, your nonna was one of the major influences, source of inspiration, and a person that gave you the first and foremost notion of love for food, food as we love. I'd love to know more about her and what you guys cook together.
You know that in Modena we do a lot of pasta, no? The sfoglia, we do tortellini, tagliatelle, lasagne, we do a broth. So every time we do together, and that was amazing. When I was really young and I was less tall than a table, and I was stealing the feeling of the tortellini, no? The meat you prepare, the raw meat I was stealing with my hand and eating that before it was ready, and that flavor I keep it in my mind. When I wake it up in the morning and the smell of the broth was already around the house, and that's is something you keep in your brain, you keep in your soul. and it's something I want to keep as a treasure for me and to transmit to my son and to the guy working with me, because I think it's something really important. And for that, we cook in this, as I told, the tortellini, for example, is something I can keep in my mind forever.
Personally, tortellini and brodo is one of my favorite dishes. And I mean, I could have it every day, but I especially crave it when I'm under the weather. I don't know what could be a better dish.
For sure.
So you had appreciation for food since early age, but when did you really realize you wanted to become a chef?
I think naturally it's coming around, it's coming up. You know, the before the passion with the nonna, with the grandmothers, is something you keep in your mind. But in the end of the day, be a chef is different. It's not just a passion, it's something more. And naturally for me, I get passionate, as I say before, to make people happy. And that's, I think, is the reason why I became a chef. And I think I'm sharing this with all the people, because making people happy is the base of being a chef. And when I was 14, and decided to go to the catering school, and because I was I fall in love with food, so I didn't have a chance for me. Is what was funny, and as soon as I start, I thought it was something nice. Every day was better. Every day I be curious to enrich my knowledge, my professional knowledge. And then I'd be lucky to do a good school and to go around and making a traineeship as you tell in London for in Floriana. I was 16 and I was traveling alone in London, and I swapped to a small town out of Modena, Spilamberto, to a really big city as London is. And be alone there was something enriched me as a chef, but as a person as well. And I think behind a chef, and that is why at 18 I decided to going back to London, not just because there was a wonderful restaurant, because at that moment maybe there's not many, the sheen of London is better now. But was for, because behind the chef there's a man, and when you do food, then you transmit something. No, it's something you want to transmit to other people, and you have to be aware. You have to be rich of knowledge of what you do. Of professional skills have to be high, but for sure the man inside, they have to be aware about the culture and. Curious, and for me, London was something really different than my roots. A big city, open mind, and no family. So the opposite.
More traditional to less traditional, but at the time also London wasn't really known for its culinary scene as it is now. What was it like?
Yeah, it's been strange, but in the beginning, I choose that for the experience, for the total experience. I choose that not just for the food part, but for making the chef over there, for a cultural part, for knowing people, for the melting pot, for the culture, for that. I was needing something real powerful, and I find everything of that. So when I moved there
to New York, so
exactly, no, yes, you know that. So when I been there at 18, I was finished the school, and I did a couple of experience in a traditional place around my house, and then when I had the possibility, I moved to London. And I moved there to Mosaico because of there was a friend over there. But the first thing is I moved from a kitchen of 3 person to a kitchen of 14 person. And I was the younger there. There was a entire brigade full of people coming from around the world. So many experience, many different experience. There was French chef, there was a Japanese chef, there was Italian, there was English, there were many, many persons. And outside the restaurant as well, many, many experience. And I think that is important for a young chef, a young person to travel, to know people, to exchange something with people. It's more, many times is more important than the professional skill. Many times is more important because inside you can transmit something and you can talk of something.
I completely agree with you, yes. Tell me about your experience in Mosaic. What was it like? Other than what you just described, how did you, as the person that you are today, was your first experience?
It's been the first big experience because I was working before in Floriana, in Knightsbridge, but when I went there it was more professional, and I think that the difference and what I learned as the base of the cooking. Was a big brigade, so stayed there, was powerful, was full. There was it was really difficult because I was young. All the other people was older than me, really professional, so it was really hard.
It's a lot of hierarchy, so I understand. I had a similar experience with Daniel. I worked there for 6 months, and I was also female, so it was. I understand how what
you
it was.
Can understand. Like. It's something you need to pass sometimes, no?
And I think everybody should work in the kitchen as a discipline. I think if you can handle a kitchen, no matter of your sex or age, and if you can handle it for even a month, it makes you a different person.
It's true. I completely agree. It's something you have to pass on. And for me, it's been a great experience for the beginning. And then when I went to, there was a friend of me working in Locanda Locatelli with Giorgio. And
my favorite restaurant. My favorite name of London from Locanda Locatelli. I was working in London in 2018, and I used to live in Paris, so London was just close by. But in 2018, I spent 3 months working for Chef Pascal Signac at Club Gascon, and I was living in Marylebone. And on my days off, I would go to La Canda Locatelli every day. I would have my Italian brodo, quail, and lobster pasta. They feed you nice Italian food. I absolutely miss it so much.
Yeah, in fact, when I went there for a training day, and they say in the end of the day, I said, "Chef, you're looking for at the material, at the vegetables." More deeply than in many Italian restaurants, you try to find the Italian producer more picky than an Italian chef. So then he's Italian in an Italian restaurant in Italy, taking the puntarelle from Tuscany, taking the prosciutto from there, the mozzarella just one day because never go in the fridge. So something.
They do very good sourcing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Have a really great, a really respect for the food. And in Italy, you couldn't find it in that period. So when I went there, at the end of the day, I said, "Chef, I want to come here for work because it's something I want to learn, this respect, this looking for the traditional flavor, the natural flavor." It was something for me I interested in. And Giorgio was really a powerful chef, enjoyable. So in my excursion, what I like is that as well. So the person, the mentor, because the chef is a mentor for the boys of the brigade, is something for me important because there's something nice things to learn from character of people as well, no? And for that I moved to Locanda Locatelli, and after one year I went for a dinner in Nobu, and I say, wow, this is something different as well. No? And in Italy, there wasn't something like that. Was really nice. In the end of the dinner, I went to Giorgio the day after, and I say, chef, I want to move to Nobu. And they say, no. But in the end, I get reason, and I went there. I done a really nice experience over there as well. I fall in love with the Japanese cuisine, with the fusion cuisine. So right now in my Italian cuisine, because I do Italian food, there's always something coming around the world because I love to travel. So the experience in Nobu, melting and perform my actual cuisine a lot for that, for the thinking. I remember a phrase of the chef of Nobu. He told me, for making a plate in Nobu, you don't have to think to the Nobu cuisine. You have to think to your tradition. You have to go deeply to your modern tradition and try to represent it in a fusion way, in a Nikkei or in something new, but deeply in your tradition. Because if you follow just is a copy of something, no? And you don't transmit what you have, what you are. And right now is the same. I try to transmit my knowledge of the Italian food with my passion of all around the world ingredients.
I, you know, growing up in New York, Nobu was such a staple. it's my go-to when I'm off my work, and it's just such a beautiful thing. And I think it's natural that growing up with such a traditional cuisine as Italian, you thrive for, you know, Asian fusion and Japanese. I myself lived in Japan for a couple months and worked under wonderful chefs Zayo Hasegawa month, and it was wow. Incredible experience. I think there is no limit as a chef as to how much you can learn and observe, and the sky's your limit. I think in our profession, I think that's the beauty of it.
Of course, you have completely reason, because it's one that is wonderful. You hope you have the open mind, so something you can add inside because you know. So it's something really, really, really nice to not have limits. It's funny because it's freedom.
Exactly. And so after London, you returned to Milan to cook under Carlo Cracco, where you stayed for 3 years. What was that like?
You know, Cracco, in that period, I went there in the 2007. And in that period, Carlo Cracco was maybe the most famous in Italy, most famous chef, and I think the one of the modernist and more contemporary chef in that moment, right now as well, but in that period was one of the best of all. So the kitchen is really performed. His sous chef, his chef was Matteo Baronetto, and right now have a really good restaurant too, and was really creative. And when I started, I remember the first day I was in the pasta section, and he let me do a mayonnaise ravioli, you know. And then I thought, if my grandmother look at me making a mayonnaise ravioli, what can she say, you know? But in the end of the day, Matteo come to me, the sous chef, and he tell me, Valentino, taste it. And I tasted it, and there was the green sauce, and was the tongue, and was a really complex plate. And I said, wow, what one? Yeah, with veal tongue, was really, really
after
wonderful
Russia,
plate.
So we really love tongue over there.
One of my favorite things. Yeah, I think that the texture is amazing, the flavor, and it's juicy. So with the mayonnaise ravioli, it was something really, really wonderful. Wow. And I say, okay. So in that moment, I say, I know many things from the traditional Italian and the fusion. And in this part, you can say, as you tell me before, you don't have limit. If you are aware about what you do, and if you have knowledge and and it's not fancy, but it's real. You can do whatever you like, like a ravioli of mine. So, and in the end of the day, I was really interested in that. And Carlo Cracco spent a lot of time with me, and they let me travel a lot with him, with Matteo. I met a lot of important chefs around the world. So I was being really lucky to be there in that period, and it was really performed timing there.
I think if you understand flavor profiles, and it's not about following a recipe as in pastry, it's just common sense. You know, I had a knowledge of Persian food. I work for a Persian family, yeah. They're fabulous. And the first time I made the dish, they were so happy with it. They say, oh, did you follow a recipe? I said, I just kind of followed my senses. And yeah. I think at the end, you cook with your heart and you taste and you adjust, and that's the beauty of cooking. And I think it's just...
That's true. It's something go more or less, depends on what you think is something different.
And if ingredients, for example, I never tasted sour grapes before, but then you taste it, you understand, okay, it's acidity, so maybe I should use a little bit of this and that to balance it. It's just a bit of balance. Then it's just relying on your taste buds. I think it's at the end of the day.
Yeah, because it's in the end of the day, it's like instinct. More of the things is instinct. Many things you kept and you keep it inside of you, and then immediately coming out, making a plate or making something. And if you are curious and you know the peculiar things of all the products, more every day, then you're never ending off learning, obviously. But it's something more. It's sensitive, I think.
In Russia, I grew up on tong, so we would boil it and then peel it and slice it thin, and you could put it on the toast, or you could have it however you like. I think it's nice in as well, but I think
it's smoky as well, as right. Well.
It's just not a popular ingredient here. It's hard to find, you know, but I think mostly offals and tongs and things like that are more popular in Europe, as well as like my favorite vegetable, puntarelle. It's so difficult to find here. I don't understand why it's so underrated. Those are the things that I miss when I'm in the US, but
we have to import puntarelle in New York.
No, it's there. Sometimes I'm lucky, I can find it at a farmer's market, but special requests like cow's tongue and so on and so forth, I have to go to special places or Russian places, and really? and that's why when I travel, I'm so happy to find my favorite ingredients that I don't find here, and I think that's the beauty of it. That's why we travel, for food.
That's important to keep it.
And so after this, you headed to Venice to join your fellow chef friends. We developed a wonderful synergy that pushed your boundaries. It was three.
Exactly.
So tell me.
We went with Matteo Tagliapietra. We met in Locando Locatelli, so many years before. And he's originally from Burano, so he decided to open a restaurant in Venice with a sponsor owner, and he asked me to be with him, to collaborate with him and making the chef together, and create the menu and everything. And it's been for me the first time, and for him as well, the first time to be in the front and signing a menu and see the people what they say. And was for us really important. It was a small restaurant, so we was together with my actual sous chef, Rocco. We met together in Locanda Locatelli, and Rocco is my actual sous chef as well. So we was in three in the restaurant, all the day in the restaurant, to many creative things. So we spend 1 year, almost a little bit more than 1 year, 1 year and a half together, and was every day something really nice, something incredible. And many of the things we try together there, still making something now. So it's been a really important moment. And then a day, Carlo Cracco called me and he told me about a project of the Principe Forte dei Marmi Hotel in Versilia, in the Forte dei Marmi. It was really bigger than what we do in Venice. So I say, Chef, what do you suggest? Is there something we went here in the Principe together. I see the place is a 5-star luxury hotel. There wasn't the restaurant for the external guests, so it was a new project. There was a private beach restaurant, so a bigger thing than what I do.
To run a very successful restaurant in hotels and.
Was something challenging me, and I say, why not? No, I was 27, and I say it's the right moment to do something. It was hard. It's been really hard, but good. And I start here in the Principe Forte dei Marmi in the 2012. We opened the Lux Luces in May 2012. There wasn't a restaurant for external people, as I say before, in the hotel, because it's a small hotel, it's 28 rooms. We are part of the leading hotel of the world. And we have a restaurant, Dalmazia, by the beach, so I take care about them as well. So a traditional restaurant by the beach, really nice, with a beach club in cuisine, so fancy.
Well, I can't wait for summer.
Exactly. Thinking about the product, natural flavor with my style, so it's something coming around the world, but in really natural way. And then we have the Principe, more international cuisine, where the guests can have everything, almost everything. And then the Lux Luces is our Michelin star restaurant. We gained the Michelin star in 2017, so 5 years after the opening. And is a small contemporary restaurant. So in that part, I can do whatever I like. And what I like is making a free expression of Italian cuisine. Is what I say when the people ask me how was your kitchen? How is your kitchen? What do you define? Is a free expression of the cuisine, because free is my motto. I like freedom, and I'm free. And as I were talking right now, no, the be taking part of what I like in the world. I'm traveling a lot. I try to transmit that to the people. It's that thing for me, not something fancy. I don't use yuzu because it's trendy. I use yuzu because I went to Japan for longer.
When I smell it, something goes in my brain where it's... I always have a juice in my fridge. I love it.
It's something incredible. It's an ingredient, incredible ingredients, but the same as many other ingredients I use. But I use it because I went there. I've been there and I like it. I like it not just because it's food, but because it's cultural part of a place. And when I put it in a plate, I put it because I think is the right ingredients over there, not just because it's something nice to read on the menu.
And I love sudachi as well. Do you like sudachi? It's a fantastic.
Yeah, a lot.
On my days off, I would hang out in supermarkets and just buy things and look at them and going home and cooking them. It was so much fun. And there were times when we would get shipments from, because I worked in the restaurant, and we would get these farmers would ship us things. So it was an international team, and, you know, Japanese, they don't speak very good English, but I think you can get on by in the kitchen without speaking, yes? And there were times when I would ask, what is this? What is this? What it's things that they didn't have a translation for. And it would like a, not even just like a wasabi leaves, but there were so many different ingredients that are not even known to Europe or to the US. It was just mind blowing.
Yeah, that's it. I think the incredible. And the culture of the food in Japan is really deep. And it's something similar is in Italy, you know, because it's deep in the culture of the people, not just food. So what I say is in my kitchen, the free of the expression is really important. It's an expression, so it's something I want to give to the people. It's something we study with the brigade all together for an experience. So that's why it's free expression. Italian cuisine, because I'm proud to be Italian. I know the food in Italy is amazing, so we couldn't do something.
I know that the cuisine would be a miracle.
So I know even an onion and a tomato is great. So I'm proud of it, and I try to work on our product really courteously and with respect on it, because we support all the territory. Being a chef is like to be an ambassador of the place. Many times we talk about us as a unique person, and that's it. But we are more if we are more. So the territory is important. We are a community. I do this work. I'm lucky to do the work I love. And I have to, is in my point to help all the people, the workers of the territory, the people stay in the earth and prepare my salad, or my tomato, or the onions, or the flour for the bread, and everything is on the table of the Lux Lucis of the restaurant. Have to be supported, so I have to be in the front line of it. So that is important, because when you talk with the people and we say, oh, the bread is made like that, many times it's a storytelling, no? But behind, what is it behind is the territory. So we are really lucky, because all the restaurant is a window, so you can see the territory around, and it's easy to for the matter as well to explain. We took that over there. We don't have the vegetables around, because we are not in that case. We don't have the vegetables around, but from the windows you can see the place where we get the mountain, where we take the meat, the fish from the sea is just over here. So we don't take something around the world. What I always say in every my plate is the main part is coming around. You can see where you get it. Then it's traveling as a people, as a person, as me. Traveling, get something infusion of some part of the world where I've been and where I love to bring you with me, and then back to the table.
My question is, are you happy with your freedom that you do in the kitchen and just doing what you love, or are you really thriving for more stars?
No, I'm really happy. I'm really happy. And the brigade is really happy. Obviously, we do every day is a challenge, you know, for all
the kitchen, you never know.
The kitchen and the people want to give every time, every day. But in every job is the same, no? Everything's more to our guests, no? Everything of more our style. So if the second starts coming, it's something we really appreciate, obviously, because it's meaning we do the right way, more people can come in because it's more know the restaurant. So that is for sure important. That's for sure we like to get it.
Your goal.
It's not our goal, exactly. It's not our, it's a goal because it's a recognize our job, but it's not that we're working for that, because it's not a sport. This is not today we win something. We not win stars. We are winning because the restaurant is full, because the people is happy. We give something. We can express something, and we are paid for that, and we live our life good. So that is the important thing. So our job is a lifestyle. So it's something deep in our family time, and we don't have a day off. It's life, no? We spending that with happiness, and we want to transmit that with the people working with us. Welfare and everything have to be in our mind every day, not just because it's fancy to say now. Sustainability is not a trend. It's something good to do every day in our life. That's it. It's not something you have to read on a book or write in the bottom of the name of the restaurant. It's something, it's that. It's like the quality of the food. It's normal in a place if there's quality of the food. It's something bad if it's not. But the right thing is have to be good. Then it can be special. But good have to be. And the rest, as the welfare of the people and the sustainability, the approach of is we try to do the best of what we can. Obviously, something can do more, something can do less, but every people have to do the best. So getting the prize as a star and everything can be really important to grow in with that too. But if we're working for that, we are confused, because the main part is the guest and us, I think.
Bravo.
well, that is really difficult in English for me.
Family man, and you know, I'm sure on your days off, what do you like to eat personally when you're not working and you want something? What's your what do you like to eat when you just feel cozy and it's time to relax? What's your go-to?
You know, it's a difficult answer, because I'm really curious, and I every day try to find something different. Obviously, we finish really late, so many times when you say, "What is your favorite dish?" I think I always say the burnt toast in the night. I think is my favorite dish, because it's what I eat more than the other, obviously with a good bread and good ham and everything, but I think it is my most appreciated food. But during the day off, I try to go around. So I try to eat out more, because when I'm at home,
of course.
Oh,
you want food? You want something else?
Yeah, I want to stay at the restaurant and be comfort and everything. So I try to go around and to find many friends from the tradition. So I really love fresh food, raw food from the coast, because we are just at the sea. So many times I go to a restaurant just by the beach and eat raw fish or vegetables.
I could eat kudos. For me,
carpaccio, tartare is wonderful. If the fresh things is ready, so it's the flavor is the natural. So I think it's something of what I really like. A good wine and fresh food. And my day is off, is done. Obviously, now I have a small kid, so I have to respect that with the time and the movement and everything, but it's changing and it's challenging that too. And when I went home to Modena, I'm a couple of times a year, because it's near, but it's all the time is difficult to go there. Tortellini is my soul. And then when I have time to go around, I try to travel. So in the last couple of years, I couldn't do big travel.
I think
for job reason and for the things, you know.
Japan just opened up, so
yeah, exactly.
That was my next question. Yes.
So for sure, I want to go somewhere soon. Of course, right now we can talk about the next year because we just started to the winter season, and then the Easter and summer is just around. So we for sure we can talk about my travel of the next winter already. But I think I have to discover more China, for example. I never been in China, and I want to go there for many reasons, cultural and food.
I enjoyed Hong Kong very much personally, and the dim sum, and it was unbelievable.
I think there's that's something deep as well for us as the Japanese cuisine. It's something really different, but really deep into the soul of the people. And in the South American, I've been in Peru, in Mexico, of course, and in Nicaragua, in Belize. But I want to go, for example, in Argentina, in Colombia, I want to be, and I never been there, and I want to go there.
I must say we're on the same path. Unfortunately, out of all places I've been in the world, I have not discovered South America yet, and I so
yeah, right.
But there's just time and place, and you can be everywhere. There's life, and
it's wonderful, as you say. I mean, you need all the time to travel. I really love it to travel out of Italy and in Italy as well, because Italy is small, but there's many places to go. And I love big cities as well, so that I want to come in New York for sure as soon as I can, and I want to come back in London for sure, because I like big cities as well too, because it's something really perform about art, for example, and for museum, for theater, for many things, so you couldn't find maybe in a small place. So definitely we have many places to go.
I love Italy so much, and I've been all over, of course. I haven't been to Forte di Mami, but one of my favorite places is Portofino, and I always joke. Well, actually Santa Margherita, I went twice this summer. I was very spoiled. But it's somewhere that I joke that I will retire. It's not going up.
A lot of time.
Something about the water just draws me. Some places you just fall in love with. It's like,
from you know, Portofino is 40 minutes from here.
Yes, I
know. It's really near. Yeah. So next time you can come in.
Oh, no, it's in August. I plan a 2-week. I mean, they say, hey, you want to make a god laugh, then make a plan, right? So, but as of now, I'm dying to go back to Japan for Sakura. And hopefully, because I do get a time off in August, I will be in Portofino.
Good luck.
But, you know, 2 weeks in Portofino is a lot. So you can deposit yourself there and just bounce around. So I think 100% I will come visit you, and I think it will be fabulous. We'll have
great
lots of fun and
drink
lots of wine.
Tuscan wine is good.
Yes, Chef, it was such a pleasure speaking with you.
My pleasure.
Such a joy. I'm already envisioning summer. I just to meet you and taste your food, and thank you so much for being on Breaking Bread.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure to know you and sharing that with the Breaking Bread friends.
Thank you so much. Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Ciao.